This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Thursday, Scott Mills' daily podcast, the cuffing queen Kate is back and we rattle through some of her 38 dates. Our listener, Perina, sounds really like a famous phone company voice. So we get the actual phone company voice on and our minds are blown. Why do pilots use words and phrases that you've never heard of but still manage to sound quite cool? And Ella celebrates her birthday by hearing her parents describe in detail where she was conceived on another Where Do You Think They Were? Me and Chris are off to Glasgow tonight with our new neck pillow, which we got yesterday.
Neck pillow.
It's kind of a full head affair, just a small gap for the nose and mouth to breathe.
You look like an alien.
It's great. You may have seen it on our social media.
What it looks like is if you were to insert your head into a turkey.
Exactly that. But it is well comfortable for flights, because I was saying earlier in the week that neck pillows are rubbish, because they are, because your head's just lolling about. With this, it's full on comfort, and we will be trying it on the plane to Glasgow later.
I think you lose a little bit of dignity with it. It looks a bit odd, but hopefully it's effective. We'll see later.
It's called an ostrich pillow, if you're wondering. Have a little Google of that. It's quite something.
But do you remember last week I was coming to meet you? I can't remember where you were. I think you were in Aberdeen and I was somewhere else.
That's right.
I was coming to meet you in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And basically the plane was running late. It was delayed. And it was really annoying because I wanted to come get a little bit of food with you before we went out and DJ'd, and it was looking like that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, so you were well late.
I was messaging you saying, oh, but the plane's delayed. They've just announced it's delayed again and again and again. And then sure enough, I messaged you this before. I said, I bet you they'll say that they can make it up in the air.
They always say that.
They always say this, right?
Late departure, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologise about that on behalf of Insert Airline. But we were, it's another flight that the plane was on, which was delayed because of air traffic control in Brussels. So, but hopefully we'll be able to make it up in the air.
With the right winds there, I can assure you we'll make it up in the air.
We'll be pushing back any second now.
Pushing back is another popular plane phrase from a captain, isn't it?
If you actually think about it, they are, I mean, in their world, it probably will make sense. But to us, it's just nonsense. But it's said in such a calm way that you're like, okay, I believe you.
I'm going to be pushing back in a few seconds, and the
don't want to hear that, really, do you? But also
taxiing on the westerly runway, and then we'll be up to 36,000 feet. Flight time to Glasgow today, approximately 1 hour. I really enjoy it. But it's like, what are you about pushback?
Do you enjoy it?
Cross check.
I just think like this is totally unnecessary. You're doing your job. It's a bit like if you were to announce every button that you're pressing here. So it's like, we're a little late out of the news there, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, we'll make it up on air.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, ladies and gents.
I'm just going to press VCSA.
Obviously, slight delay, so no time to play the full version of David Guetta and Amory. But we'll make it up in the air.
I'd love it. If pilots did Radio 1, it would be awesome, wouldn't it?
We should try and find a pilot to
let's
do pilot
swap
speak.
Jobs.
Right, let's do it. I would love that so much. Oh, I also like it when they tell you the route. I don't care.
And cruising down the easterly part of...
get on with it.
...of the river Callum. And after that descent, we'll take us over the Black Country, straight through the
Hebrides. I want a pilot to come and be a DJ on Radio 1. Let's employ a pilot.
Scott Mills.
Here we go again. It's Kate and her 38 dates.
Hi.
Yes, Queen.
Hello, Scott.
Welcome back. Hello, Jill. Welcome back. So, last winter, you got quite busy on the apps because you wanted to find a date for the winter.
I did, Scott. I wanted a love for the winter season.
And now you're still dating number 38.
Yep, he's still going strong.
Now, this is a problem. Someone just told me you're on holiday next week. I was going to run and run with this.
The Queen needs a holiday. What can I say?
Right. OK, well, we're going to have to whip through these then. Because where are you going? Anywhere nice?
So I'm off to the south of France.
Of course.
South of France. I love your accent. All right, well, listen, I'm going to use the official chart numbers again. What number are we up to? I can't remember.
Our last one was 13.
We've basically got 25 to go.
That's why we need to make it like the charts. No one told me there was a holiday involved.
14.
At 14, we've got Andy. He walked funny and he had a daily scar in his car.
The newspaper, right?
The newspaper, just laid out on his passenger seat.
Is that why it was a no?
That was why it was a no.
15.
At 15, we've got Will. Will has a lazy eye. He claimed he owned a yacht when in actual fact it turned out it was only an old boat.
16
was Jimmy. Jimmy's dad was actually hotter. We did actually set our best mates up with each other and they're still together.
Oh, out of 10, what was Jimmy?
Jimmy was probably a 7.
And his dad?
A 9.
17.
17 was Adam. Adam walked like he had a massive wedgie. He wore three-quarter length jeans and was fairly sweaty.
Oh, three-quarter length, no, hun.
Maybe those three things were all connected.
18
was Will. Will didn't look anything like his photos, so I kind of thought, who even are you? And he had stains on his top. But then again, who am I to talk?
Yeah, you spilled hot chocolate all down yourself on one of these dates.
19
was Tom, and he was actually a non-shower. So this was the first person not to turn up.
Oh, however, that's not a date then.
No, however, while sat in the car park, a guy starts walking over to me from the beer garden whilst I'm sat in my car and asks if I'm waiting for someone. So I tell him I think I've been stood up and he invited me in for a drink.
What, so you went on a date with someone from the car park?
No, I didn't go on the date, but he was like, come on in. And I was just like, no, it's okay.
20
was Nick. Nick was quite dull. He only drank on holidays. He had 5 cars. But this date was really good because I saw Richie from 5 sat on a bench outside like a hotel and I got a selfie with him.
But the date was not interesting.
No, but the Richie from 5 thing was good.
Okay, wait right there, Cuffing Queen. We'll go through another 5 in a minute, all right?
Scott Mills.
Yes, Kate.
Hiya.
Okay, so we're up to date 21 in the 38 that you had last winter to try and find a winter boyfriend.
21
was Hayden. I walked into the bar on a busy Saturday night and I see this orange man jumping up and down, waving frantically at me. Yes, this was my date, Mr. Orange.
Oh, was he really orange?
He was tango to the max.
Right, did he look like that in his photos?
No, not really, unless he used a filter to dull it down.
So he was off?
He was definitely off.
Next.
22.
At 22, we've got Graham. Graham aspired to live in his van, he told me. He wore the worst-smelling aftershave, and he had oversprayed way too much. He got really angry when I told him he wasn't my first Tinder date.
Not just first, 22nd.
What do you mean he aspires to live in his van?
He was telling me about how he was doing his van out to live in it.
Cool.
And that, yeah.
23.
Who've we got?
23 is Matt. This date was bingo, which I'm surprised he agreed to, but I just thought I'd throw it out there. One thing about Matt is he was constantly online on WhatsApp every moment of the day, but he was dressed very well.
What, he was on WhatsApp during the date?
No, he was on WhatsApp every single time. If you went to message, he was online.
So probably talking to lots of different girls.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, you don't want to go online to send someone a message and then they're like online and chatting to another 10.
24.
24 was James. James was Scottish and I couldn't really understand what he was saying. He looked a lot older than he was.
And finally in this batch...
25.
That makes you realise how many dates there were.
It's relentless.
Go on.
25 was Stephen. Oh, this was the date where I'd eaten fish and chips for tea beforehand, thinking we were meeting for drinks. Then found out he'd booked a table for dinner.
Oh, you had to double eat.
I had to eat twice. And fish and chips is so filling. You've got no room for anything afterwards.
2 meals, though.
2 meals in, like, 2 hours.
Was that that Christmas episode of The Vicar of Dibley?
Ah! Yeah. Very much so.
Classic.
He's done nothing wrong there, though, has he? So why was he not...
It's your fault for having 2 teas.
Yeah, you're the problem, yeah?
It was my fault. He was dressed very 90s, actually.
Right, but what was he dressed like?
Was it wet look gel?
So he was kind of dressed like... His shirt was... The material looked like it was probably 20 years old to make it look like it was from the 90s.
He just looked 90s, but you don't know why. He was like a throwback. You looked at him and just went, throwback.
Yeah, the shirt, the shoes.
Was it stonewashed jeans?
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Was it trousers with poppers on? Was it Kappa?
Kappa.
Kappa's back.
Kappa. Is Kappa back?
Really back.
No, it's not.
It is. Did you not see it at Big Weekend? Kappa was rife.
Stephen sounds to me to be kind of faultless, but you moved on.
I did. I moved on very quickly.
Cuffing Queen, I know you've got a holiday next week, but we can speak to you Monday, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Okay, we're going to go through the final 13 Monday afternoon with the Cuffing Queen, Kate. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
3:10 today. I'll warn you now. You've got over an hour to think about it and maybe, choose wisely on where you listen to this. It's another round of Where Do You Think They Were? Where you have to listen as your parents are on the other line telling you where they made you.
I honestly think this is the best game on radio at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
strong claim.
So many people are going to steal this idea. But we had it first. Remember that. Where do you think they were? It's like, who do you think they are? You are. But a bit different because you find out where they did it and you get all the details.
You get an epic shout out in exchange.
But remember, it's the most natural thing on earth. It's just awkward when you have to hear your parents on the line saying it.
Scott Mills.
We had Purina on the show yesterday. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So we spoke to you yesterday and your voice really, like, rang bells in my head. I was like, where's that voice from? Are you sure you're not the lady from the phone company that sounds like the voicemail there?
I'm definitely not her.
We were convinced that you were her. Like, even just now when you go, hello.
Hello.
You sound like the actual one. But it turns out you're not the actual one because we've managed to get hold of the actual voicemail lady, Scott. She's on the line right now.
Oh, this is blowing my mind.
Say hello, the actual voice.
Hello?
Her name's Ruth.
Hello.
Hello. Right, okay, can we have a hello off here, please, just to see? I'm not going mad, am I? They do sound similar. Purina, you first.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello.
Oh, it's so weird.
Purina.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello.
Purina.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Best game ever.
Hello.
We can't keep saying the name of the brand, so for now we'll call it Wee Wee.
Yeah.
Can you go for a full sentence, please, Ruth? Can you just give us, you've reached the Wee Wee voicemail.
Hello, and welcome to the voicemail of Wee Wee.
Oh, amazing. Purina, your turn.
Hello, and welcome to the voicemail of Wee Wee.
Oh, it's the same!
This is great.
You can see why I was so convinced.
Oh, my God, I love
I'm
it.
I'm worried she's going to steal my job. I mean, I feel like I found a new career. Oh,
hello.
No!
Hello. Scott, whilst we've got the voice of Wee Wee on the phone, is there anything you wanted to say? Because, like, I'm really struggling to work out what I want her to say.
I just want to know how you got that job.
Well, I originally started being the voice of another company that's similar to a fruit. And I started being their voice.
Right. Because I used to be with that company and it was you, yes.
It was me. I was your answering lady. And so now E is the parent company of it, so now I do the wee-wee sounding one, as well.
Yeah, I mean, you do have a fabulous voice. Sure. Would you mind saying what's coming up later on Radio 1 for us?
Of course I can. So, what's coming up later on Radio 1? Nick Grimshaw at 4 p.m. And don't forget, tickets go on sale for the Teen Awards at 5 p.m.
Oh, this is great.
So good.
Also, we've been doing this really silly thing on the show, inspired by one of our listeners, Dave, where he just videos himself and his mates do as well, and they send it all to a WhatsApp, where they just go, news beat, like they do on the actual news. So can we have a news beat from you, please, Ruth?
News beat.
Oh, incredible.
It's weird. Can you say you've reached the voicemail of news beat?
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Newsbeat.
Life made. Right, Purina, don't
Hello.
Be going up.
Hello.
Don't be going after her job now.
I'll try not to.
All right, voice sound alikes. Good to speak to you, Purina and Ruth. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, that was so confusing.
That was amazing.
Wasn't it great? Yeah. Someone says, and that is the reason I listen to Radio 1. Great to speak to both of them. They really do sound alike, don't they?
Oh, I just, would people like that, where it's a really recognisable voice, I feel like you miss an opportunity to get them to say something.
Do you reckon loads of people put the phone down on Ruth because it's like, oh, I've gone to answer phone?
Oh, yeah.
In real life.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Leone, in one of the best counties in the UK, Hampshire. Hello.
Hello.
Bit biased, Carl's also from there, see?
Oh, no way. Okay,
yeah, by Southampton, but you're, where are you, Petersfield?
Petersfield, yeah, not too far.
Okay, why did you randomly decide to book a flight to New York last night?
Well, my friend was listening to a rival radio station and won a competition, so she was like, I've just won this amount of money, do you want to go to New York? And I was like, yeah, cool. I haven't won a competition, but I'll just try and favour it the old-fashioned way through working.
I hope you told her off listening to that rival station.
I did. I was like, why isn't it Radio 1?
Exactly, right. And who's winning now? Because you're on Bangers.
Exactly.
And you've got...
This is priceless. Some moments are priceless, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, and that is what this is one of them.
I'd love to win a competition, though. I'd love, like, genuinely, like...
I always see those ones on This Morning where Alison Hammond's on a beach in the Caribbean,
you know,
going,
I mean?
This could be... This could be you, and we'll give you some spending money. Oh, Alison.
Like, it's never going to be me.
Right, Alison Hammond and Joe Swash, they live the dream, because all they do is they fly into these real nice places. I'm in Dubai! You could be here too! And, like, you know, why that's not
it,
work.
But why is it they've got to send Joe Swash there to, like, try before you buy sort of thing?
Just
like,
answer this simple question.
I watched Joe Swash kind of footsteps through the sand, and that somehow makes me want to go.
Yeah.
It works.
It does work. Okay, Leone, who do you normally pick on Bangers?
I normally pick you, Scott.
Yes, okay, right, I need all the help I can get. I've got this for you today.
This is a bit of a banger.
Is this Example or The Wanted?
Yeah, that's good.
It is The Wanted. But didn't
No.
This is The Wanted, but I swear Example wrote this.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it sounds quite Example,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Am I right here?
Hang on, yes. Or is it?
I think he did write this because I seem to remember him telling me, and we'd had a few drinks, that this, like, bought a house for him,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like an Example. It is The Wanted and Chasing the Sun. That's my banger.
Oh, he got his house in Australia.
Oh, sure.
Very good.
What have you got?
Okay, you can have that. Or my banger choice today is this. It's a proper throwback, this one. This is Puddle of Mud, Blurry. Also add, if you choose me, it's a trousers down situation for Mills. He would have lost all four.
Oh, this is a real tough one. They are both good songs. I think I'm going to have to stick to my guns and go with Scott. No,
yes, you saved me. No. Thank you, Leone.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi! I'm so excited, I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
That's the world we live in here in 2018. Sometimes The Wanted will win bangers.
You know? Dan in Essex, to be fair, is the only person who's texted him, but it made me laugh. He put, can't beat The Wanted, best band ever.
Can we call them? Because that's blatantly one of The Wanted. Your sunshine,
your sunshine. Scott Mills.
Hello, Ella.
Hi.
It's Scott and Chris here.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. When was your birthday?
It was Monday, just gone.
Okay. I would love to be able to wish you a happy birthday, Ella, but I'm afraid I can't do that right now.
Oh.
It will happen at some point, but you do have to earn it. That's what this feature is all about. If you can get through this, you will earn the best birthday shout-out you have ever had. I promise you that. And it'll be on Radio 1, okay? And it's not just going to be a lame, like, oh, happy birthday, Ella. This is going to be huge.
Yeah, we can genuinely do this better than anyone else.
I know. I'm really, really, really excited and buzzing.
But you do have to work for it.
Oh, okay.
This is Where Do You Think They Were? It's like Who Do You Think They Are? Although instead of finding out that your great-great-uncle was a Viking, you get to find out where your parents made you.
Yeah, you get to find out what the Vikings were up to, so to speak.
Oh, disgusting.
I know, it's not nice. No one really likes having these discussions. No one likes hearing the detail. But it's a celebration of birth, the most natural thing in the world.
Have you any idea where it might have happened?
I've got no idea.
Okay, so this will be your first time of hearing that.
Yeah. Live on the radio. Yeah,
but Ella, we can guarantee that it did happen.
Yes.
100%.
Because you're here.
Yeah, I know, yeah, that's good. Good to know that.
Right. Introducing Faye, Ella's mum. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Right. Slightly embarrassed.
It's all going to be fine. It'll be over within minutes.
Slightly nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You should be proud. You've produced a wonderful daughter.
I'm super proud of her, yeah. Just not super proud of the story.
Oh, also, just excellent. To spice it up a bit, we've got Dad Stuart on the other line. Hey, Stuart.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Don't give away too much right now, Stuart, but do you remember that time well? 24 years ago, plus?
Yeah. I can't forget it.
Great.
Forget it. Okay, let's hand over to Faye, your mum. Faye, over to you.
Cue the sexy music.
Hi.
Sexy music. So, talk me through the detail.
Basically, very embarrassed to say this, but the first night that Stuart and I ever made love was in his flat to Spandau Ballet's Gold.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And was this a big song at the time?
Yes. Yes, okay. It was. Yeah.
I think I can find that actually. Hang on, it'll be in the it'll be in Radio 2 system, won't it? Hang on. Yeah. Gold! Oh. How do you feel about that, Ella?
It's horrible because I love that song. Always believe it. Ruined it for you now, kid.
Okay, why that one in particular?
It's quite fast.
There's no particular reason for that one. It was just the one that was on at the time.
All right, okay, that's good.
Was it on the radio or did you especially choose
it
that
was,
song?
It was a CD or tape or whatever my husband had at the time. I can't even remember now.
Let's go. Okay, so so where were you?
We were in Stuart's flat in Watford.
Stuart's flat in Watford, right?
Yeah.
You remember that well, Stuart?
Yeah. Well, that was the first time. It's not where Ella was conceived, though.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
Oh no, they did say that. So the first time you had an outing to that song, that was 2 years before.
Mm.
Why are you telling us that?
Well, because on the night that it happened, we had been out on a pub crawl.
Right.
We'd not long moved into a new property in Abbots Langley, and we went out on a pub crawl together. And we came back quite tipsy, and Stuart put that on.
Oh, not again.
And that was when Ella was conceived.
Oh, Ella, there's a soundtrack to your life.
I know, and do you know what? Dad always chooses that when he does karaoke.
Oh,
horrible.
Oh, now you know why.
Can I just...
Really horrid.
Can I understand the song thing? Because it's a bit weird. So Stuart puts on the song only when he's ready to go... Right?
It's just your song, right, Stuart?
Well, I love Tony Hadley, I love Spandau, but I sort of felt like I was going for gold as well, you know?
Absolutely.
He struck gold as well.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right, we need to check in. Ella, are you okay?
I'm hanging on.
Hanging on in there.
Oh. And I have to say, whenever my husband hears that, if he can, he'll give me a call and tell me. Or say to me, guess what's just come on? Yeah.
You just moved into a lovely new place in Abbots Langley.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, so you're all doing very well for yourselves. And was this like some kind of celebration of a new house, or was this just like a random night?
probably a celebration of a new house.
Where were you? Do you remember?
Yeah, actually, it was quite boring. It was in the bedroom.
Okay, oh. All right, that's fine.
That was boring, was it?
Well, the crescendo. The crescendo is in the bedroom.
Oh,
I don't necessarily start there, but I do.
Okay.
Okay. Best game ever.
Okay. All right. I think I'm done. Are you done, Chris?
I think I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. Ella, how are you feeling?
Sick.
Yeah.
Just every time you hear it from now on, love, then you know.
Oh.
That's the special song.
You're such a cute family.
Pony. I'm scarred. And actually, most of my friends know now as well. So whenever they hear the song...
All right, so you've told all your friends, but not your daughter.
Yeah, my sons will hear this as well now, so it's going to get even worse at home.
Do they want to come on as well?
Do you know what? They probably won't. They know something's going on, and they're both like, no way. They're so embarrassed. They know roughly what it's about, and they don't want to, but I would love to.
Right,
I'd love to embarrass them as well.
Yeah, maybe that's for a future edition
we can put them in.
Of Where Do You Think They Were. Ella, I'll let that sink in for you now.
It's sinking in.
Yeah.
I just feel really, really disgusted.
Yeah, but that's quite normal in this game.
I'm scarred. I'm really scarred.
Yeah. It's not all bad news, Ella, though.
Because, but remember, we've got you an epic shout-out. It's coming next.
Scott Mills.
We have just spoken to Ella. Hello.
Hi.
She found out that the moment she got made was to this song, Gold. We should say thank you very much to Faye and Stuart for being so honest on the game. Thanks, Faye and Stuart.
You are welcome. It's been great.
Great
thank
to speak
you.
To you.
Lovely to embarrass her.
Great use of the word crescendo as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, really good. Ella?
Hi.
It's all over now.
Thank God. I'm literally sweating. I'm smiling, but I'm cringing so much.
Enjoy your epic birthday shout-out.
Grimmy here from the radio. Just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. Remember, you are gold. Always believe in your soul.
Happy birthday, Ella! You absolute legend!
Hi, Ella. This is Laurie.
And this is Isaac from the popular rock duo Slaves. Happy birthday.
Well done for listening to that, and congratulations. You're gold.
Ella, you golden child. It's Clara Anfo here, and I just want to say you, my friend, are indestructible. Happy birthday.
Hi, Ella. It's Tony Hadley here. I've got to tell you, your parents have great taste in music. Happy birthday.
Ella?
Hi.
How do you feel?
I'm so happy. That was amazing. I can't believe you got Tony on.
Right. He made the song that was played when they made you. The lead singer of Spandau Ballet, off of Gold fame. Ella, I made a special call to someone from the 80s to get this. How are your parents going to feel about that?
They're going to love it.
Their hero is at the end of your message. He made the song that was played when they made you.
I know, nuts. It's horrible.
Isn't that perfect?
It's a proper birthday shout-out. And, yeah, to be able to speak to the man... who, you know, the main man, whilst your parents were in that wonderful moment.
What a legend.
He was like the third person in the room, sort of.
They're going to listen to that again and again and again. You know that.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.
Anyway, happy birthday for this week, and thank you for being on Where Do You Think They Were?
Thank you.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
Love you, bye.
So, are you prepared to hear the story of your conception for an epic birthday shout-out on Radio 1? So far, we've had stories of car, bridge, and now gold.
Sorry, I can't go over it.
Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Text 81119. We will need to speak to one or both of your parents.
Scott Mills.
3200, I'm in.
Massive fans of Brockhampton, but that's okay because they are too.
Hey, this is Brockhampton. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. Thanks for playing our tune a couple weeks back and making it the tune of the week. You guys are awesome.
Radio 1.
That's cool.
I know, right?
Lucky couldn't us, Chris right? not do the weird, like, yo, bro, surf hand when the Brockhampton
dilly.
Thing is going out, please?
Yeah, can
what
you
what
not?
You mean?
Yeah, and I wasn't into that.
Right. How are you, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're not into that. do you want to just all with Grimmy, right?
You're so sassy this week, Christoph.
He is.
What's that? His behaviour is here and on social media. He's like, he's about to leave.
Like, I know, I don't know
really
what's happened.
Throwing caution to the wind.
I think it's just like a freshies thing, and it's kind of sending me a bit weird. You know,
Looking at my outfit, come on.
No, because I was just saying to you, you were saying you've got to go home and get changed because you can't DJ later in what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Because it's got holes in.
Yeah.
But I thought the holes in his outfit were some kind of fashion holes.
If he had told you they were, you'd be like, all right. And you would have rushed down to River Island.
I would, but how have you got holes in
and you would have
stuff?
Bought something with holes in.
I don't know. I don't know if I've got muffs, you know.
It must be moths.
What, on your actual body?
I think moths. No, yeah, I think I have moths in my armpits. I don't know. No, they're not fashion olds. They're actual olds.
Oh, okay. Who are you DJing later, are you?
Yeah, DJing later on, straight after the show.
He's got holes.
Okay. Got holes, so I'd have to get changed for that.
Hey, you know, on the show today, we did our game, Where Do You Think They Were? Where you have to listen. A listener has to listen to their parents telling...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Telling them where they were made.
Yeah, where they were made.
And today, the parents told us that as they were... doing that, the song Gold by Spandau Ballet was
not the one, is it?
So that's nice. And I know
it's
that
quite it's quite fast
tempo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We were saying it is fast.
Yeah,
it's uplifting.
Also, I said earlier in the week that because you're fairly new to this time slot, that I would bring you baked goods like they used to do in episodes of Desperate Housewives when someone new moved into what was the name of the road?
Wisteria Lane.
Wisteria Lane. Good, good knowledge. So I've been all.
I'm so sad that I know that.
So I've been like Brie from Desperate Housewives, and I've bought you some baked goods.
Oh, thanks, Brie.
That's okay, don't mention it. So it's for you and the team, and I think you could do with a donut today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a touch of the Chris Starks today.
Have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I can't wait to listen.
A little mild hangover.
Oh, right, yeah. I haven't touched you.
No.
So you've got some donuts out there, you've got some cookies, you've got a few cupcakes. I've got the whole lot for you, all right?
It's a lot.
Let's go in.
Okay. So, Grimmy from 4 o'clock, high on sugar, and he'll be telling you one more act that's going to be at the Teen Awards.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
I know about it. I honestly just found out, and it's a good one.
It is
like
good.
A really good one.
4:30.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1, and join me for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.